Am I right? And they went, and when they let him go, Peter and John went to their own company. We read that many times, open prayer on Saturday morning, and many times. Went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elder had said unto them. They lift up the voice of God with one accord and said, Lord, you're God, which made what? The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, the people imagine vain things? Haven't we read that? Council stood up, rulers gathered together against them. And they prayed that prayer and said, stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Am I right? And we see that the Bible says, and in the fifth chapter, the apostles came together with the crowd, and no man durst to join himself to them because they were afraid. And the Bible said that let us know that the power of God was unleashed on that company. They began to bring people all around Jerusalem, all around the city, on couches and beds, and put them and the sick, and put them on couches and beds and cots and what's and so forth. And the Bible tells us that when Peter's shadow went over them, they jumped up hill. Why? Because they had a revelation. Amen. Sin can't control me. Disease has no authority over me. I speak in the name of Jesus and the disease leave. I command Satan to stop and evil spirit. They come out and they go. But we ducking and dodging because somebody brought up a little old thing talking about COVID-19. Shook up the world. Saints should never been moved one bit. Guy crawled around like scared rabbits in a hole. You ever hunt a rabbit? Sitting in the bed, he trembling, hoping you don't see him. That ain't right. That's not right. God want a strong church. Amen. Want a church to know who we are. Government try to pull us down to that level. I refuse to go to that. I thank God for all that in my ignorant and unlearned state. I thank God for all the help I got. But I'm telling you, God had given me something. I ain't going back there. I'm not going back there. The word still said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. When you see the death of Christ, I'm like I heard Brother Copeland say many years ago, when you see the death of Christ, you can see the life of Jimmy. Will you understand that? Because he took my death. He took your death. Hallelujah. Don't let me get to preaching now because we don't need to do this tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, where do we stop at verse what? Back me up to the beginning of that verse we on. You got the last portion there. Back me up because we won't get the full impact. Verse 12. We have been what? Buried with him into his death. Our baptism into death also means we were raised with him when we believed in God's resurrection power. When were we raised? When we believed in God's resurrection power. The power that raised him from the dead. This realm of death describes our what? Former state. For we were held in sin's what? Grip. But now we have been what? Resurrected out of that realm of death. never to return. God brought us out of that realm of death, and we are never going to return back to that. So get rid of the fear. Did not he say, if I need to turn there, I'll turn there, but I'm going to quote it for time. Did not he say that he who the Father holds in his hand, no man can pluck him out? Didn't he say it? Did not he say, great is he that's in you than he that is in the world? Didn't he say it? Did not he tell me that, Jimmy, you can do all things through Christ which strengthen you? Did not he say, no weapon that Satan has formed against you shall prosper? Did not he say, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony? Never to return. For we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sins. How many? All of our sins. I'm gonna get to the question. I know you got a question in your mind. I'm coming. I just got to travel this road to get you where I'm going, where we need to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep going. He did what? He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record. And that old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. I was sworn into the United States Army November 2nd, 1967. And like boys, I kind of smelling myself. And we was out and driving. I had a car, you know. And I believe y'all can tell, I would drive fast. Anyway, the police we was on the square. He gave me a ticket for some reason. Gave me a ticket. And I knew I had been sworn into the United States Army and I was leaving the next day or two. I was a big bad dude. I told the ticket up on the square. I said, what are you gonna do, send me to the Army? Because I went there and I left a few days and never paid that ticket. And they may still have it on record. That's why I'm telling you. They may still have it on record, but they never contacted me. They never said anything. But God didn't do that to us. We had an arrest warrant. They could have sent out a warrant for my arrest for not paying the ticket, couldn't they? But God, Satan, had accused us. And all those arrest warrants, the how guilty you are, how sinful you are, how wicked you are, has been canceled. That old arrest warrant that stood to indict you. When they sent out that arrest warrant, that means that you indicted. You arrested. But what happened when, what happened? Stood to indict us. He paid the ticket off. Erased it from your record.